Sick Talk with Dar and Norty. I'm Dar.
And I'm Norty. Well, this one is coming at you from Rolling Stone. Take it for what it's worth, but that's where we got the article. Live Nation wants artists to take pay cuts and cancellation burdens for shows in 2021.
Fuck them.
Why? Because you guys can't hike up your service fees anymore during... Like, the whole pandemic and shit.
Yeah, fuck them.
So it says, in a memo obtained by Rolling Stone, I bet you're fucking kicking yourself for letting that one get out. Live Nation cites unprecedented times. God, I'm so sick of fucking hearing that. And the exponential rise of certain costs as reasons for adjusting payment policies.
Yeah, there was no shows for the last fucking 4 months. So now they're trying to skip that fucking money loss onto the bands.
Yeah.
That make them their money in the first place. Fuck you.
Instead of offering incentives, you just want more. All you care about is money.
Fuck you.
Money, money. So, there's still no telling when music venues will be able to reopen their doors to large crowds of concert goers. And Live Nation, the largest live events company in North America, is making changes seemingly in reaction to the uncertainty.
You know how Live Nation can make their money back? When you book a big band, book one big band as the headliner and then pick local bands as your opening acts. Stop bringing in fucking other big bands for your opening acts. And just have your one big bag headliner and your local acts as your fucking opening acts. And then you don't have to pay the opening acts as much as you would like fucking a touring band. And what do you know? You can still put on good shows and help out the little guy get bit more exposure and
not water it down with festivals that have 20 different headliners.
Oh, fuck. Or 15 different stages.
Because it is fun getting the beer and stuff like that and hanging out with your friends, even though the cost is really steep. But
I hate when they have more than one stage.
Yeah.
Like, dude, it's just like, fuck, now you're making me pick, like, what bands I want to see. Like, you know what I mean? I saw all the bands on the flyer. That made me buy the ticket. Now you, oh, shit, there's two stages. Now I got to pick and choose which bands I want to see. Fuck you.
Yeah. And then they'll shut down one stage, and then everybody goes to focus on one. So knowing this, the people who regularly go to the festivals, they go, oh, we better get over there and miss, you know, these lesser known bands just so we can get front row for fucking this other band we've seen 15 times.
Lame sauce.
So, most of the new policies shift financial burdens to artists. I'm not going to share the whole memo on here because that'll take all night. I could share the memo up online if you're interested. So, most of the new policies shift financial burdens to the artists. Imagine that.
No.
If there wasn't enough financial burden being in a band. For example, the company wants to decrease the monetary guarantees promised to artists before an event by 20% across the board. Yeah. So you guys are going to hike up your service fees anymore, but you don't want to pay the bands anymore for hiking up your service fees.
Fuck them.
Yeah, I've asked this question to a couple of people, and they couldn't answer it for me. I'm like, so Live Nation, they do their $10 service fee. Are you getting a cut of that?
No.
Why? Because it covers liability costs and all that? It's never really been explained. But anyway, most of the new policies shift financial burdens to artists. For example, the company wants to decrease the monetary guarantees promised to artists before an event by 20% across the board. That's what I just said. Live Nation also says that if a concert is canceled due to poor ticket sales, it will give artists 25% of the guarantee as opposed to the 100% that promoters are currently expected to pay. That's right. If an event's canceled, the band still gets their guarantee. That's why it's called a guarantee. Unless they don't meet their end of the bargain, you gotta pay them.
Yeah.
Moreover, if an artist cancels a performance in breach of their agreement, the artist will pay the promoter two times the artist fee, a type of penalty that, as Billboard notes, is unheard of in the live music industry. We are fully aware of the significance of these changes, and we did not make these changes without serious consideration, Live Nation wrote. The company did not respond to requests for comment. A source close to the matter tells Rolling Stone that some of the terms detailed in the memo are standard in existing concert contracts prior to the pandemic, and that the new aspects are part of a broader negotiations with the music industry to navigate the post-COVID future when shows get back up and running. And there's a whole thing on the full memo. I don't know. I think it's bullshit.
Yeah.
If you ask me, I think it's total bullshit.
Yeah, it's just big corporations trying to fuck the bands again.
Yeah. They always find a new way, don't they?
Fuck Live Nation.
Yeah.
Stop going to their shows. That's how we'll get them. Stop going to their shows.
Yeah, let's...
Stop booking shows with them. Stop going to shows with them.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah, we're looking at you, Observatory.
Fuck them. Yeah, just stop going to their shows, dude. If it's a Live Nation show, know they're ripping off the fucking bands playing, just back out. Don't go. Fuck them.
Yeah, they've done this with other companies that are similar before.
And we'll just shut them down.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can do that. Your dollars has a voice. And, yeah, when you find out assholes are going to be ripping off bands, well, fuck you. Now we're not going to your shows.
Yeah, you're going to have to change your name to Dead Nation.
Yeah. yeah, this sick talk,
fuck Live Nation.